Long Way Down, written and read by Jason Reynolds.
For all the young brothers and sisters in detention centers around the country, the ones I've seen and the ones I haven't, you are loved. Don't nobody believe nothing these days, which is why I haven't told nobody the story I'm about to tell you. And truth is, you probably ain't gonna believe it either. Gonna think I'm lying or I'm losing it, but I'm telling you, this story is true. It happened to me. Really. It did. It so did. My name is Will. William. William Holloman. But to my friends and people who know me, just Will. So call me Will, because after I tell you what I'm about to tell you, you'll either want to be my friend or not want to be my friend at all. Either way, you'll know me. I'm only William to my mother and my brother Sean whenever he was trying to be funny. Now I'm wishing I would have laughed more at his dumb jokes because the day before yesterday, Sean was shot and killed. I don't know you. Don't know your last name, if you got brothers or sisters or mothers or fathers or cousins that be like brothers and sisters or aunties or uncles that be like mothers and fathers. But if the blood inside you is on the inside of someone else, you never want to see it on the outside of them. The sadness is just so hard to explain. Imagine waking up and someone, a stranger, got you strapped down, got pliers shoved into your mouth, gripping a tooth somewhere in the back, one of the big important ones, and rips it out. Imagine the knocking in your head, the pressure pushing through your ears, the blood pooling. But the worst part, the absolute worst part, is the constant slipping of your tongue into the new empty space where you know a tooth supposed to be, but ain't no more. It's so hard to say Sean's dead. Sean's dead. Sean's dead. So strange to say, so sad, but I guess not surprising, which I guess is even stranger and even sadder. The day before yesterday, me and my friend Tony were outside talking about whether or not we'd get any taller now that we were 15. When Sean was 15, he grew a foot, maybe a foot and a half. That's when he gave me all the clothes he couldn't fit. Tony kept saying he hoped he grew because even though he was the best ball player around here our age, he also was the shortest. And everybody knows you can't go all the way when you're that small unless you can really jump, like fly. And then there were shots. Everybody ran, ducked, hid, tucked themselves tight, did what we've all been trained to, pressed our lips to the pavement and prayed the boom, followed by the buzz of a bullet, ain't meet us. After the shots, me and Tony waited like we always do, for the rumble to stop, before picking our heads up and poking our heads out to count the bodies. This time, there was only one. Sean. I've never been in an earthquake. Don't know if this was even close to how they are, but the ground definitely felt like it opened up and ate me. Things that always happen whenever someone is killed around here. Number one, screaming. Not everybody screams. Usually just moms, girlfriends, daughters. In this case, it was Letitia, Sean's girlfriend, on her knees kissing his forehead between shrieks. I think she hoped her voice would somehow keep him alive, would clot the blood. But I think she knew deep down in the deepest part of her downness she was kissing him goodbye.